Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Dash, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're only in Bo'abasra Daf Ches. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings a story that a Rebbe opened oitzrus, opened the storage houses, b'shnei betzoris, in the years of famine, and he allowed all the Talmidei Chachamim to come in. But he did not want Amei Haaretz to come in and eat. We know that Amei Haaretz in the time of Chazal hated the Talmidei Chachamim and stood against Torah. And Rabbi did not want to come and mefarnes them. Came Rabbi Yonason ben Amram, his Talmud, and he said, Rabbi Parnaseni. Rabbi did not recognize him. So Rabbi asked him, did you learn? What did you learn? And he said, I did not learn anything. So I asked Rabbi, why should I give you Parnasa? So he told him, Parnaseni kakelev v'cha'oyrev. Feed me like the dog and the raven. What is the significance of the dog and the raven? What is the dog and the raven mentioned here in the Gemara? So many of the Mefarshim, the Ben Yoyodo, here, the Chasav Sefer, in the Teres Moshe Parash Mishpatim, and also that Teres Yeshua on the Kutim and Endes of Sefer Dvarim, they bring a similar Mahalach. So the idea is that a Kelev and an Oyrev are being fed for a very small reason, for something small that they did. On the Kelev, it says that because the Kelev did not bark in the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that's why we have a mitzvah to give him to eat, the Nevela. And the Oyrev, what is the Oyrev idea? The Chasam Sefer says that the Oyrev, the Oyrevim brought food to Eliyo HaNavi when he was hiding from the king. So they did something small, they brought food to the Navi. The Ben Yoyada brings the name of the Sefer Toldos HaTeva, that the Oyrev is always a symbol of a thief. Oyrev is always a bird that nobody likes. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mezamen to the Kelev and to the Oyrev of the Mezoinus. The small deeds that they did is enough to give the Mezoinus. That there's a shu'ev points out that the Kelev didn't even do something. It was Shev Alta, he said. He did not bark. And more than that, as the Shla in Maseches Megillah near Mitzvah Yisutes points out, and some of the other Mefarshim bring it on the Sugya, is that a kelev and a oyrev are the two animals that are mishamish doing the mabul. You know, you're doing the mabul in the table. There was no tashmish doing the time of the mabul. But the Gemara and Andrews brings that shloishot shimshu. There were three that did. And two of them were the kelev and the oyrev. So the kelev and oyrev are considered to be the choytim, those sinners. And still, the Kishbohu feeds them for the small deeds that they did. So the message of Rav Avon to Rebbe is, even if I'm a Maoritz, and I'm Oyver Aveiro, I still have some schus, I still have something that I should be zoichet to get from your food. Feed me the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the Oyver and Kelev, even though they're sinners and they don't have a lot of schusim. So Zai should be able, you should be able to feed me as well. And the Ben Yehuda adds, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misave tefillah of Am Yisrael, and ain't any tefillah she'im mipoishi Yisrael, it's not good enough. Because Baruch Hu wants the poishim to join Am Yisrael and tefillah. As we know from Simoni Akteris, that the chelbono joins the simonim. The chelbono, which is a bad smell, because it joins together. So Adirabo, the Amoritz and the Rishoyim have a vital role in Am Yisrael. And they're part of the Kloyos of Am Yisrael. So it says of Yonasim and Amram to Rebbe, feed me that way, I should be like the Kelev and the Oyrev that still is Zoychet HaMezoynis. And just to add to this one more Nikudo. And the Tikkun Zoyar, Tikkun Vov, is brought down that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there are many people that all they do is they bark and say, Hav, Hav. They're like dogs that are barking. And they tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us Mezoynis, give us Slicho, give us Kaparo, Kasveinu L'chaim. And they're not talking about tshuva, and they're not talking about the to be making the shechino, and to bring the shechino out of galus. And this is the drasha that the Rashash, Shalom Sharabi, the big mekubal, said before Tkiyas Shofar. He was telling the congregation that the olam needs to daven not only for yourself, you have to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. You have to daven to bring the Mashiach, to bring Machus Shammai into the world. So many of the Sfarim, as the Teres Yeshua and Parash Ketetze bring, says what it means, Hav Hav, they're screaming like a dog. It's a reference what's brought down here in our Gemara. The Rav Yosef ben Amram says, "Parnasei kekelef." So we told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Give us like a dog." But the Chura, the Zohar is telling us that's the wrong thing to do. So the Pritzadik in Rosh Hashanah Ois Yud explains that obviously the Taina Parnasei kekelef is a good Taina, as we see here in our Gemara. And when the Chazal Tiferes Zohar are talking about it, it's not that Taina is the wrong Taina, but it's the only Taina. Meaning, why is the person calling and telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me parnasa like a dog, and that's the only thing he's focusing on? He should focus on other things as well. But the time is right that we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, please give us parnasa, even though we don't have in many schusim, at least like a kelevik ayiriv, it's a good taina. But you want to also aspire for more. He brings an imer, Buni Mishischa, that's Loshon HaPasuk, Achas Shalti Meis Hashem, Oysu Avakesh. There's one thing I should want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. But I'm not on that level. So Oysa Avakesh, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what I should want. I should aspire to a higher level. Don't just settle on the fact that you don't have anything and you're asking like a kelev ha'kayiv. That's what we should ask for. But we should aspire to more. That's what Tzadik explains, the Malach and the Zohar based on our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.